Stop right where you are. What do we have here? A treasure hunter? Or perhaps a monster hunter? Who are you? I didn't ask if you were a threat. I asked, who are you? A traveler? I hate to break it to you, but whatever you're looking for, it's not here. This is my cave, my sanctum. There is nothing for you here, if you are merely a traveler. Oh? Then what do you seek, traveler? Of course, just like all the others, you seek the scales of pure silver. The scales that belong to the legendary Silver Serpent. What makes you think you will find her? Yes, this mountain does happen to match the description from the tales. A lonely mountain with only a cave. But there are many lonely mountains in the world. How many did you see before finding this one? Oh, really? Well, yes, I am the Silver Serpent. You seem surprised. Were you not expecting me? That's a lovely compliment, but I'm afraid your travels were for nothing. I have no intention in giving you any of my scales. And why would I? Those who seek me only wish to fulfill their selfish desires. All of you. Every time a human has approached me, they only seek fortune or fame. They want to take my scales to enrich themselves, and they seek my head to hang on their wall as some kind of trophy. Every single one of you is the same. You are all unworthy. And what should make you so different? What? A plague? Wait, before you continue, look into my eyes. Now tell me everything that happened. Oh, that's so horrible. I'm so sorry to hear that. I can't imagine what that must feel like. You were the only one who could travel this far? I'm sorry. I really am. I don't wish that kind of pain or burden onto anyone. So many have come demanding my scales for their own selfish goals. But you seek nothing for your own gain, only toward the benefit of others. I have quarreled with countless humans, so many I didn't think there was a noble one left. I thought the tales of my healing scales got replaced by tales of their worth in gold. This mustn't have been an easy journey for you. I know finding this place is a much harder task than just climbing a mountain. I admire your determination. Your eyes tell a lot about you. I don't see greed or evil. I just see a gentle boy who wants to save his people. I can see that you are truthful and honest. None have ever sought me for such a selfless deed, such a noble deed. I want to help you. I want to help you and your village. Of course I mean it. I can feel the warmth in your heart, and it truly touches me. I thought all who came to me were unworthy of my scales, but you have changed my mind. I will give you my scales to help your people, but I will need something in return. Well, I want you. Yes. I want you in return for my scales. I want you to stay with me after you bring my scales to your village. You will be with me as my mate, my husband. I know that your village needs help, but I cannot give you my scales for nothing in exchange. I will give you the gift to save your village, but in return you must give me yourself. I promise that I will never hurt you. I have no desire to bring harm. I just want you to be my mate, my companion, and give me a family. I have lived in solitude for so long. My only wish is to have someone to spend my life with. I promise you, I promise on all the stars in the sky that I will keep you happy. I know it's a hard choice, and I will not blame you if you do not wish this path. You agree with this promise? You will return to me after saving your village? You mean it? Then it is settled. I will give you my scales, and you will be my mate. Once your village is saved, of course. Come here, traveler. I wish to hold you now that you are my future husband. Oh, my dear. I promise that I will make you happy, just as happy as you made me. The truth is, I am so happy you said yes. I mean it. I know that I sounded very cold when we first met, but I have been so lonely for so long. Each time I met someone new, I wanted to believe that they would be a good person, maybe a good mate. I crave companionship. But when I felt how honest and sincere you were, I needed you. I felt it so sharply, so deeply. Holding you closely like this, it's the warmest I've felt in my entire life. Your touch, it melts my heart. May I kiss you, my dear? Thank you. I feel such sweet passion in your kisses. The kind of passion I have oh so desired. You are such a sweet and gentle soul. The kind that is worthy of my love. The kind that is worthy of impregnating me. I mean it, darling. You are truly one in a million. The only man I have ever met who is worthy of my kiss and worthy of my body. I want you to fill my womb with your seed, my dear. What's wrong, my dear? You're a virgin. You've never felt the pleasure of a woman before? Well then, as your wife, I would love to be the one to take your virginity. It would be my pleasure to guide you through your first time. I promise to be the best wife I can for you. After all, my darling, my body belongs to you. My womb belongs to you. Before you go to your village, darling, I want to make love with you. I want you to impregnate me. Yes. Let me coil you and hold you close. It's okay, darling. I promise I will take care of you. I will be gentle with you. Yes, my sweet. I will make you feel pleasure. pleasure like you've never even dreamed of, my dear. Yes, my tongue is quite long, but I am a serpent. I want to taste you, my dear. As your wife, I could just devour you. Bit by bit, kiss by kiss, and lick by lick. Your taste is so sweet and so innocent. Your heart is pure, and that is why I chose you. Yes, dear, hold on to me as my tongue brushes along your lips and slides across your neck. I feel those goosebumps spreading across your skin, my dear. I want more. You moan with such pleasure already, and you haven't even been inside me yet. Oh, I'm going to enjoy taking your virginity. You will receive a reward that no other man has had tonight. You will be the only man to claim my pussy. Yes, darling. The heart of my femininity is yours and yours alone. I want to feel you writhing in pleasure as you enter my sacred slit. Undress for me, darling. I want you laid bare. I want to feel your warm flesh against mine. Darling, you are so handsome. Together we will make lovely children. You certainly have the chest of someone strong enough to climb mountains. I love feeling it. Do you wish to see me, darling? Very well. I hope that my breasts please you. Oh, good. I'm so glad you like them, darling. Of course, dear. My breasts are yours tonight. You can feel them as your heart desires. You will be the only man to see me naked like this. Since you are my husband, my mate, my body belongs to you, and yours belongs to me. And I can't wait to have your cock, my cock, inside me. Oh, I think you liked that. It felt like your heart skipped a beat. Tonight we will consummate our marriage. I want your cock to fill me. Oh, and I will squeeze your cock in my pussy. And you are going to come inside me. Your seed is going to fill my womb and give me a child, darling. I need it. I need it so badly, darling. I need to feel all of you, my love. Oh. I'm sorry, darling. I said I would be gentle with you, but I need you inside me right now. I know your movement is a little restrained with me coiled around you. Just let me take the lead. I will guide you. I'm already so wet from tasting you earlier. Can you feel my soaked pussy rubbing against your cock? Oh, darling, I can feel you throbbing. You want to be inside me, don't you? Oh, your cock is already so hard. You feel the lips of my entrance around your shaft, bathing it in my juices. You want in? You want to become one with your wife? Then let us make love, darling. Let us become one. Let me claim your virginity. Oh, gods, yes, darling. Oh, your cock feels incredible inside me. How does it feel having your cock inside a pussy for the first time? I love that it is my pussy that you're feeling. That I am the one bringing you this kind of pleasure. Now let me ride you and show you the pleasure that only a Lamia can bring. I'll do all the work, darling, just like I said I would. Yes, you can buck your hips into me if you wish, darling. Like that. I want to feel your desire for my body as well. Come here. I have you in the perfect position right here. I can ride you and kiss you at the same time. How does my pussy feel now that your cock is deep inside it? Like pure bliss? Better than your dreams? Yes, dearest. I want to hear you moan with me. I want to hear every little sound you make. You sound incredible. Oh, gods, darling. I want to give you so much pleasure. And I want to make this pleasure last with you. My dear, you are doing so amazing. The way you buck up into me, it's truly wonderful. My pussy is going to milk your cock. Do you feel how tight the walls of my pussy are? How they contract and pulse around you, squeezing you so good. This is what I meant, darling. Only a Lamia can do this for the one she loves. You have already melted my heart, but now you are making me melt upon your cock. Oh, my dear. It is so exquisite. Did you ever dream one day that you would not only meet the Silver Serpent, but you would become her mate? And now I belong to you, and you belong to me. Dearest, I feel your heart racing for me. Is your body surging with pleasure? Is my sacred pussy as wonderful as you hoped? Oh, yes, darling, keep bucking those hips into me. I want to feel your desire for my pussy, your desire to impregnate me. Your breathing changed, and your body is twitching. Are you about to come, my love? Of course, darling. I want you to come inside me. Mark my womb with your seed. I need it, yes. Let us come together, my love, as mates, until the end of time. Oh, God, yes. Kiss me as you impregnate me. Yes. Don't stop. Yes. Yes, my love. Keep thrusting as I ride you. Let out all of your seed inside me. It all belongs to me now. I feel it all going inside my womb. You are claiming me, darling. I feel your love with every pump of cum inside me. My love. My husband. You were amazing. You've done it. You've given me your seed and impregnated me. I am a sacred beast, darling. Do you see that marking? Right where my womb is? Only you and I can see that. Now that you have marked my womb, you are my mate for life. I have given myself completely to you, just as you have given everything to me. Thank you. Thank you for coming to find me. Thank you for saving my lonely heart. And thank you for becoming my husband. Forever. I love you, darling. I mean it. I love you. I promised you that I would be an amazing wife to you if you chose to be mine. And I intend to keep that promise. Just let me hold you a little longer, my love. I know you need to return to your village and help your people. I just love the warmth of your body as you embrace mine. I will miss it dearly when you leave. All right. Here, take these scales from my tail. Gently remove them. There. That should be more than enough. You will need to grind them down to use them, but it will work. They will heal your people. You know, this is a huge sign of trust for me. But I know you are pure of heart, and I know you are worthy. These scales are some of my most radiant. Their healing properties are unmatched. Just look at their magnificent luster. Think of them as a wedding gift, now that we are married. You promised to come back? I meant every word of what I said to you. I love you. And while you're gone, I'll do everything I can to make this place more comfortable for you, so it can start to feel like home. And since you have made love to me, I have marked you so that no other beast may dare come near you. You will be protected in your travels. Thank you, my love. I will be here, awaiting your return, wishing to hold you so warmly against my scales, wishing for our bodies to be close and to become one again. I will be longing to have you inside me once more. I love you. Now make haste and save your village.